Hi, I'm Jenny Kay from Reaper Made Easy. If there's anything that the Mac does well, it is to talk. It talks a lot. What I want to do here is to make it talk less, making the experience faster and smoother. I will show you the basic settings, plus a few things that will make navigating the Mac easier, with a few notes on how any of this can affect your work in Reaper. Before starting this recording, I reset all my voiceover settings to default. I did hesitate before doing that, but I thought it would be best if I started from scratch. How I'm setting this up might not suit you at all. You might want more information from voiceover than I do, but at least with this guide you will know where the settings are and you can change them when you want to.
TechnoWitch, volume. Actions available. You are currently on a volume. To open, press Ctrl, Option, Space. To begin interacting with the contents of this image, press Ctrl, Option, Shift, Down Arrow.
The first thing I'm gonna do is to change the voice. To use this voice dialog, we need to hold down VO, Command, and Shift. VO is Control and Option held down together, so this key will be Control, Option, Command, and Shift. Hold those down while navigating the dialogue with arrow keys.
Rate, 45% pitch, 50% volume, 100% intonation, 50% braille table, English, voice, automatically select based on language.
This is set to automatic by language. It's not something I like, so I'm just going to pick my favorite voice from this list.
Alec, Ava, Ing, Ava, Bad, Bell, Bell, Boy, Bruce, Bubble, Chad, Daniel, Daniel, Deranged, Fiona, Fred, Good News, Hystep, Junior, Karen, Karen, Compact, English.
Let go of those keys and it will save and close automatically.
Closing, TechnoWitch, volume. Actions available, you are currently on a volume.
Next dialogue, VOV.
Typing echo menu, 4 items.
In this dialogue, you don't have to hold the keys down. The dialogue is open now, so let's see what's in here with left and right arrows.
Text attributes, do nothing, numbers, words, capitals, change pitch, when status changes, play tone. Speech verbosity level, high.
Verbosity I'll set to medium.
Medium.
Now, VoiceOver speaks the name of the control I'm currently on and what type it is. If I turn verbosity down to low, it will speak the name but not the type.
Punctuation, sum. Typing echo, characters and words.
Typing echo. I don't want to hear what character I'm typing, but to know the word I just wrote that is useful, so I'll set this to words.
Words. Text attributes, do nothing, numbers, words.
I'm done in here, so I'll hit escape to close this dialogue.
Stop adjusting numbers.
Most of my tweaks will happen in the VoiceOver utility, so I'm going to open that with VOF8.
Opening VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility, VoiceOver utility, window, utility categories, table. General. Selected.
I'm going to start in verbosity.
Verbosity.
Navigate into this with VO right arrow and select the Hints tab with VO space.
Speech, Braille, tab, text, tab, announcements, tab, hints, tab, 5 of 5. Selected. Speak instructions for using the item in the voiceover cursor, checked, checkbox.
This
you are
is
currently on a checkbox.
These spoken instructions are a big part of why voiceover talks so much, so let's uncheck this.
Unchecked.
When you're first learning VoiceOver, these instructions are useful. But once you learn how to deal with these controls, then you probably don't want to hear them every time.
When an item has a help tag. Speak help. When an item has a...
Help tags are often long and I rarely find them useful, so I'm going to set this to do nothing.
Menu check mark, do nothing. When an item has custom actions. Speak help.
Custom actions, I will set that to do nothing as well.
Menu check mark, play sound, do nothing. Do nothing. When an item has more content, speak help. When an item has more content, pop up button.
More content, I will set that to do nothing. But remember that there are options to play sounds rather than doing nothing. So if that suits you better, use that.
Menu check mark, play sound, do nothing. Do nothing. Speak hints after delay. 0.5 seconds. Toolbar. VoiceOver utility.
The next thing I want to change is in sound.
Utility categories table. Verbosity. Speech. Navigation. Web. Sound. Mute sound effects. Unchecked. Checkbox.
That's fine, as is.
Enable audio ducking. Checked.
Audio ducking, I will turn that off.
Unchecked.
You might have noticed in this tutorial that VoiceOver sometimes is ducking itself. So it's not working the way it should, so I keep it off.
Enable positional audio. Checked. Checkbox.
Positional audio is fine as is. And the rest is audio device settings.
Output device. System default. Output help button.
I'll go back to the categories and into navigation.
Utility categories table. Navigation. Keyboard focused item. Initial position of VoiceOver cursor. Pop-up button. Standard. Grouping behavior. Pop-up button. Synchronize keyboard focus and VoiceOver cursor. Checked. Checkbox.
This is also called cursor tracking and can be toggled with VOF3. Let's keep this checked.
Ignores VoiceOver cursor. Mouse pointer. Pop-up button.
Mouse pointer ignores VoiceOver cursor. Let's leave it at that. That's what we want. Another option in here is to have the mouse pointer follow the VoiceOver cursor. I find that useful at times, but it will cause problems in Reaper. So let's not do that.
Allow cursor wrapping, unchecked, checkbox.
Cursor wrapping. This means that when you reach the end of a dialogue, it doesn't give me the donk sound. It just wraps around to the beginning of the dialogue again.
Checked.
This is just a preference of mine, not necessarily a recommendation. Another tip is to use VO home or end to go to the beginning or end of a dialogue.
Skip redundant labels, unchecked, checkbox.
Skip redundant labels. I have to be honest and say that I'm not sure what those are. If I've ever seen one, I don't know. But redundant tells me I don't want them, so I'll check this.
Checked. Automatically interact when using tab key, checked, checkbox.
Yes.
Enable fast searching, unchecked, checkbox. Help button, close button, minimize button, zoom, dimmed button, toolbar. VoiceOver utility. Utility categories, table. Navigation. Selected.
And finally, I'm heading all the way back up to general.
Speech, verbosity, general. Speak the following greeting after login. Welcome to macOS. VoiceOver is on. Content selected, greeting, edit text.
Okay, so this one I changed just because I'm such a grown-up.
Selection replaced. Techno witch is in the house! Exclamation mark. Control option or caps lock. Keys to use as the VoiceOver modifier, pop-up button.
This is by default set to use either control and option or caps lock. And I will leave it at that. If you're used to NVDA on Windows, for example, caps lock might be a good choice for you.
Portable preferences off, image. Portable preferences, off. Setup, button. Allow VoiceOver to be controlled with Apple script, checked, checkbox.
Yes.
Help, button, close, button.
And I am done in there.
Finder, desktop, techno witch, volume.
This voice is a little bit slow, so I'm going to turn up the rate. VO, command, shift, right arrow to find that.
Voice, Karen Compact, inc. Rate, 45%. 50%.
60%. 65%. Yeah, something like that.
Closing, rate, techno witch, volume.
And now, with all those basic settings taken care of, we're going to look at a few things that will make navigating the Mac easier. The item chooser, the Windows Spots menu, Quick Nav, and the function keys. Stay with me. Item chooser, VOI.
Item chooser menu, 11 items.
The item chooser creates a list of everything that is visible to VoiceOver on the screen. You can use first letter navigation, and when you find what you're looking for, hit enter on it, and it will take you right there. So how can this be useful in Reaper? I find it quite helpful in monster dialogues like the IO dialogue, complex plugins like RS5K or ReXComp. The Windows Spots menu. Open that with VOU.
Windows Spots menu.
What this is really useful for is in the browser, so I'm going to open Safari.
Safari, GitHub, chickim/VOCR, window, toolbar. Link. Skip to content. GitHub chickim/VOCR web content.
When the page is done loading, hit VOU.
Window spots menu.
Use left and right arrows to move between the various lists that it creates from what it finds on the web page.
Headings menu.
All the headings.
Form controls menu.
Form controls.
Tables menu.
Tables.
Landmarks menu.
Landmarks.
Window spots menu.
Window spots.
Links menu.
And links.
Headings menu.
I'm going to see what headings are on this page, so I arrow down.
Heading level 1. Chickim/VOCR. Heading level 2. Folders and files. Heading level 2. History. Heading level 2. Latest commit.
And just as with the item chooser, hitting enter will take you right there.
Heading level 2. Latest commit.
And how is this useful in Reaper? The answer is, it's not. In Reaper, VOU will give you the title bar and nothing else. Quick nav. Turn it on by pressing the left and right arrow at the same time.
Quick nav on.
Now select your router item with up arrow right arrow or up arrow left arrow.
Form controls. Tables. Landmarks. Navigation.
And then navigate with up and down arrows. Navigating the Mac with just one hand on the arrow keys can really speed up things. And sometimes it's simply a necessity. What QuickNav is really good for is web navigation. Turn QuickNav on.
QuickNav on.
And then turn single key QuickNav on with VOQ.
Single key QuickNav on.
Now you can navigate a web page in a way similar to NVDA or JAWS on Windows. H for headings, L for links, etc. What about in Reaper then? Well, since we already use single keys to navigate tracks, etc. in Reaper, QuickNav will not be of much use. If you want to try it, prepare to turn it off and on often. And if you notice that your focus jumps from the toolbar to the tracks to somewhere else, it could be that your QuickNav is on and it's tripping you up. Make sure it's off by pressing left and right arrows. We recommend keeping it off. You can check your QuickNav settings in VoiceOver Utility Commanders. Function keys. When working in Reaper, we use the function keys a lot. F5 mutes, F6 solos, F7 arms for recording, etc. The problem is that by default, you have to hold down the function key along with that hotkey for it to work. But we don't have to do that. For the most part, we can tell the Mac that we want to use the standard function keys as they are. F1, F2, F3, etc. And in all honesty, I only have so many fingers and so much dexterity to go around. I'm going to go to the Mac menu and find System Preferences. On Sonoma, it is called System Settings.
Menu bar, Apple, Apple, menu. About this Mac. System Preferences. System Preferences, System Preferences, window, toolbar.
I'm going to the View menu.
Menu bar, Apple, System Preference, Edit, View. View, menu.
Down arrow and hit K for keyboard.
Keyboard. Keyboard. Keyboard selected, tab, 1 of 5.
VO right arrow all the way to the end.
Text, tab, shortcuts, input source, dictation, 100%, 40% off. Slow, fast, long, short. Press FN key 2. Do nothing. Pop up button. Use F1, F2, etc. keys as standard function keys. Checked, checkbox.
And this is the magic checkbox. This gives you the standard function keys and you don't have to hold the function key to make things happen.
When this option is selected, press the FN key to use the special features printed on each key.
And what this is telling you is that you will not lose any functionality on your keyboard. You will just use the designated function key in a different way. This is Jenny K from the Reaper Made Easy team. Contact us, training@theglobalvoice.info. Check us out on reaperteacher.com. I hope this helps.